PFT Media.
Welcome to the Daily City Podcast. I'm Mark Baratelli, editor of thedailycity.com, and here are 10 things you need to know to start your week. A Starbucks with a drive-thru is in the planning stages at the southwest corner of the intersection of Fern Creek Avenue and Colonial Avenue, according to the plan review filed with the City of Orlando. The property currently houses an auto repair shop built in 1955. Phase 1 of the One Pulse Foundation Memorial and Museum construction project is nearing completion at the original site of the club at 1912 South Orange Avenue. Phase 1 is an interim memorial. Once opened, it will provide a park-like setting for visitors, survivors, and their families to gather. The interim memorial is the first step towards the nonprofit achieving its goal of the space becoming a place of remembrance, reflection, and call to action. The Ivanhoe Main Street District is on the hunt for its 7th executive director in its brief 9-year history. It's even lost its accreditation as an official Main Street program. The Ivanhoe District stretches down Virginia Avenue from Mills to Orange Avenue, then splits and goes in both directions down Orange Avenue. The Firefly Kitchen and Bar in the Winter Park Village is getting taken over and becoming the Hangry Bison. It will serve burgers, craft beer, and probably everything every other manstrant sells across the country. The new owner is looking at a June grand opening. A 2,600-square-foot bar is going in at 2401 East South Street in the same shopping strip as Southern Nights and Southern Craft Bars. All three projects are owned by the same person, Rick Kowalczyk. This new bar will have pool tables, dart boards, shuffleboard, and karaoke. The two existing bars are gay-themed. It is not known at this time if the new bar will pray the gay away or go gay. We know it won't become a manstrant because the bar will not be serving food. The City of Orlando is currently seeking proposals from multifamily developers for the redevelopment of two city-owned properties in the Mercy Drive area, formerly known as Peppertree Shores and Peppertree Circle. The vision for this development is for mixed-income housing communities to include low- to moderate-income households and increase the inventory of permanent supportive housing in the city. Proposals are due in late May. Orlando sexton Don Price led a nighttime educational walk through Greenwood Cemetery last week with the focus on former resident July Perry, who was lynched on Election Day in 1920 in Ocoee. No one was ever charged for the lynching. Perry is the only person on record lynched in Orlando. Price also discussed the relocated Johnny Reb statue that moved from Lake Eola Park to Greenwood Cemetery, as well as acquaintances of Perry who are also buried in the cemetery. Valencia College organized the presentation. 5,300 Floridians died from opioid overdoses in 2016, a 36% jump from 2015. The Orlando Sentinel is putting on a free public panel to discuss Florida's opioid crisis Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 in the morning at Lou Gardens in the Camellia Room. The City of Orlando's Historic Preservation Board is seeking photos capturing the beauty of the city's historic streetscape and landscape enhancements in the city to feature in its 2019 calendar. With multiple historic neighborhoods and more than 50 local and national historic landmarks throughout the city, the 2019 theme will celebrate Orlando's historic streetscape and landscape features. The calendar has been produced every year since 1991. All the details can be found at thedailycity.com. And finally, last week, the new Tinkerfield History Plaza had its ribbon-cutting ceremony at Tinkerfield at 287 South Tampa Avenue, next door to Camping World Stadium. The plaza celebrates 100 years of Orlando baseball and civil rights history, and was developed with a vision to create a space for people to gather, learn, reflect, and honor the many baseball legends who played in Orlando, as well as the local and national heroes of the civil rights movement who integrated professional sports in the city. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I encourage you to keep up with your ever-changing city every day by visiting Orlando's original hyperlocal news site, thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.